USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden, officially the Democratic presidential nominee, picking up the official nod on night two of the party's Democratic National Convention, where Jill Biden, his wife, claimed her husband will help the country unite again.
The heart of this nation still beats with kindness and courage. That's the soul of America Joe Biden is fighting for now.
Among the many other speakers last night were former President Bill Clinton and Colin Powell, a Republican who's supporting Biden's candidacy. The lawyer for a former Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd claims Floyd overdosed on fentanyl. That's the attorney's argument as to why his client's charges should be dropped. Thomas Lane charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. Lane's lawyer says Floyd swallowed the drugs during his arrest, contributing to his own death. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump suggesting a business-like solution to saving the Postal Service, tweeting yesterday that it should charge Amazon and other similar retailers much more per package, saying the move would immediately bring the Postal Service to good health while saving all jobs. He ended the tweet by saying, "Get it done." It comes as the USPS is in a continued financial struggle, but did say yesterday cost-cutting moves would be delayed until after the election. It turns out most Americans would prefer to vote in person this November. A new CNN poll shows 43% of people say they would prefer going to the polls on Election Day as normal with precautions. 22% would like to drop off their ballot at a polling place ahead of time. Only 34% of the respondents said they would prefer to vote exclusively by mail. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump continuing a campaign swing this week, yesterday in Arizona, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
While at a rally in Yuma, Arizona, President Trump set his sights on vice presidential pick Kamala Harris.
She wants no Second Amendment. She wants to raise your taxes to a level you'll be paying your government back for a long time. She is not the right pick, but she was my number one draft pick. They asked me that. What do you think? I said, I'm very happy. They thought I was happy. They thought I was happy for him. No, I was happy for me.
The president also claimed that Democratic nominee Joe Biden's immigration plan is the most radical ever put forward by a major party candidate.
A dent in the Earth's magnetic field over South Africa and the Atlantic Ocean growing, according to NASA, which says solar radiation coming through that weak spot is causing problems for passing satellites and the International Space Station at times. Now, the astronauts are safe on board, but the dent regularly causes the station's data collection service to lose a couple of hours' worth of data every month. That dent is reportedly splitting into two separate dents as it grows, which will end up causing more problems in the future, according to NASA. And the very first male murder hornet in the nation's now been trapped in the state of Washington. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.